Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1059. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabban Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blim Abbas Ramoshe and Lerfu Shalema Zarufeg Abbas Lei Nechama. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer. Okay, I just want to sort of finish up with the vase and the flowers in the vase and so on. We went through various different inyanim in reference to them, a couple of shiurim, just a few odds and ends here and there, which I found interesting, might be Negei L'maisa. So first of all, the Dirsha brings down, in our Simin Shin Lamed Vav, just to real quickly to read the Mishabru over there in Simin Shin Lamed Vav, Sifkat Nun Dalid, he's coming off the Ramah, which we're not going to get into right now, but the Mishabur sort of like sums up the whole deal, all the Klolim which we've been talking about. He says, in other words, lahachzer b'mayim, to put it back, the flowers that came out, like we said last time, to put them back into the same water, shamdu by mikvar be'erev Shabbos, that was there from Erev Shabbos, v'loy lahoisevoid mayim soinenim, but not, don't add more water. We're talking about cold water, obviously. You can't add more water into the flower vase, but you could put them back in case they came out. V'koshkem shaloy lahachlif b'mayim legamri, of course, not to change the water altogether. The person will say, well, I'll change the water in my vase. Can't do that. Okay, then the Mishabura goes further and says, Lefizeh ha'd kasa mikaydim, the mutalamidim, that which we said, the Ramah spoke about putting them into water, haynu lachazirim b'shabes l'soichen, in other words, to put them back into old water that they were in before, aval afiluim kvar nitlu mehem, even if somebody took him, right, they took it from there, aval loy lahamidim l'chatchila, don't put it there initially, in other words, not to go put the flowers in the water initially. Oh, so then he says further, that v'da, one should be careful, the v'yesh ben parochim, sheneftochim, machmas amayim, again, if the flowers were closed, and again, a total, they're going to open up, because you put it into the water, even though you're returning it into the water, right? The v'yesh ben parochim, sheneftochim, machmas amayim, good, I put it back into the water, but again, they're going to open up, they're going to continue growing, as they say. Also, l'kuli yama, then for sure you cannot put it back, af l'hachazir b'mayim, she'amdu behem mikvar, even to put it into the water that was there from before. Oh, but in that, what I wanted to mention, the Dershu in the Mishabura brings an interesting V'chein Adasim. He says he brings from Rav Nissen Karelitz, and he brings it in the Sefer Chutashani. He says like this, that flowers, v'rochim shekvar niftachu, let's say you have flowers that were already opened, unesinam b'mayim, eino geremes ela sheyiftachu ma'at yois. In other words, let's say a person has flowers, and they were already open, but they didn't open all the way, right? They're basically open, but now if I put it in, it might open up a little drop more, but basically they're open. So Itaka brings from the Sefer Chutashani that shemutal litnam b'mayim, then one would be allowed to put them into this water. Again, in the case whereby they came out, and then I'm going to put them back in, right? They fell out like we spoke about last time. I want to put them back in. So if they're closed, flowers are going to open up and sort of like continue growing. That you're not allowed to do. But if they're basically open, they're just going to open up a little bit more when you put them into the water, the same water that you had from before. So he says, he brings from the Sefer Chodeshani, again from Nissen Karelis, that that which the Chazal said you can't put it into the water, like in our case by putting it back in when they came out. In other words, the flowers were closed, right? The leaves or whatever it is, the flowers are closed. Now when you put it in, they're going to open up for the first time. The flowers are going to bloom the first time. But if it's already bloomed and it's just getting a little bit more by putting it in a little bit, sort of like finish off the job, as they say, then that would be okay. So brings on the Sefer Chut Hashani. So again, to Chazrov, if they fell out or they came out or something, a person wants to put them back in and they're afraid, well, the flowers are basically open, but maybe it might open up a little bit more. He brings down from Sefer Chut Hashani, that would still be okay. As long as it's not like they were closed and then they started blooming and they started opening up all the way. Okay, another halacha, interesting, brings down the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbata. He brings down at the end of Simin Shin Lamed Vav, that Imunachim Kavat, let's say a person has flowers, right? Again, Yom Tiv, Shabbos, and so on. A person has flowers in water. Until now, we were talking about just returning it back to the same water. But now, a person has flowers and water, fine. One has to be careful. It's also b'shabes on Yom Tov lahosif by parachim achirim. In other words, I'll put in another two flowers. I have another two, three flowers outside the water. There's already flowers inside this water in the vase. So I'll put in, I'll throw in another two, three flowers, which I forgot to put in erev Shabbos or erev Yom Tov. I'll put that in now. That one has to be careful. Also b'shabes lahosif by parachim achirim, to put in other flowers into this water, even though there are other flowers already in there. Put in flowers which were not in water, that one has to be careful not to do. In other words, and for sure not to throw out the old flowers and put in new flowers, right? I want to put in fresh flowers, so I have these fresh flowers, I'll put them in, I'll throw out the old flowers. That for sure you can do. So one has to be careful not to add new flowers, because putting it in, obviously, it's going to start growing and so on, in the various different ways we've been talking about, into the new flowers into this water. Okay, now there is a shita, actually, the Supreme Agadim and the Sharetzim brings down also Shulchan Aruch Rav, that let's say somebody forgot for whatever reason, yeah, the flowers and everything, you have put it into the water the first time, you cut it, and fine, Erev Shabbos. Now let's say I cut the flowers and I forgot, and it became Shabbos, and I forgot to put the flowers into water, and they're just gonna die out, and I need them for, and they're ready fully, then they're not gonna, we're not talking about a case at all, whereby the flowers are going to open or they're going to take root. It's already done. It's like in a regular flower vase, right? Somebody puts in regular flowers. They're already cut. They're grown. They're finished. It's just in a few days, basically, they're dying out. But for Yom Tov, you want to have it in the vase. So, in general, you have to put it in before Shabbos. You can't put it in on Shabbos. But there is, the Mechaba says, the Ramah actually says that if there's they're not gonna open up from the water. It's not gonna grow more. It's not gonna take root. Nothing's happening. It's just a question of putting him in the water the first time so that they stay fresh, so to say, right? There's leaves are not opening and flowers not opening. It's just want to sort of like stay fresh. So even then, most Shittas hold no, but the Mishabura does bring down from the Prima Gadim Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says like this. V'yesh achroinim shasoyvim mitzasim amachave mashvad afil lechatchila mutalamidam bekad, that one would be allowed to put it in even lechatchila into the vase. Sheyesh b'mayim mizimonim erev Shabbos. As long as you have water prepared from erev Shabbos. In other words, I have my water, my vase prepared from erev Shabbos, and I have my flowers. I just forgot to put the flowers in the water, and there's no questions at all. I'm not planting it. It's not going to take root, and it's a done deal. And flowers are open and everything. It's just a question of putting the flowers in the first time. So he says that there are some. This Prima Gadim learns that v'lo yasru elo lahosif atamayim mishum tircha yisera. The whole iser is really tircha yisera. In other words, it's like an extra tircha that bothered that a person is going to be doing on Shabbos. It's not a question of growing. Nothing's growing. The flower's open. The plant is open. The leaves are open. It's not taking root. Nothing's happening. Just a question of putting in the first time on Shabbos. So the Sefer, again, the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat, brings this down, this Mishabura, actually, and he says, according to the Prima Godim, that Ildaite ain't Issachal Banachas Prachim B'Saych Maim B'Shabbos. Again, when we're talking about a case clear, I want to make it clear, when there's no growing going on, nothing's opening, and leaves are not opening, flowers are not blooming, nothing's taking root, it's a done deal. It's just a question of putting it in the first time. So we said most Paiskim say, no, you can't do that, but the Prima Godim says, it's only a question of adding water. He says, even if the flowers were never in water, they're already finished, they're grown, but the person never put them into water the first time. He says, in accordance with this Prima Gadim, how the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, is Mutter Litnam B'Shabbos B'Soich Kli Shamayim. Then, B'Dievet, obviously, one would be allowed to put it into the Kli the first time. Kol She'ena Noisein O'Moisef Mayim B'Kli B'Shabbos. In other words, as long as somebody does not add water, the Isser over here is adding the water because of the tircha, because of the bother, that's how the Prima Gadim learns it. That it's not a question of putting the flowers into the water because nothing's happening. It's not opening, the leaves are not opening, it's not blooming, it's not taking root, I'm not planting it. It's just a question, so why can't I put it into the water? So the Prima Gadim says it's a tircha, that's why. Kol she'ena noisin and moisif mayim B'Kli B'Shabbos. The Isser, because he says, the Isser tali b'nizin is mayim B'Kli. Because the Prima Gadim learns that it's a question, the problem is putting in the water into the vase. It's not a question of putting the flowers into the water the first time. Again, we're talking about the first time. And again, when nothing is happening. Okay, so could I rely on this? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Sharetzion, and this is how the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai brings it down, that he says like this, make sure of Erev Shabbos to put them into the water. You have flowers, they cut, it's a done, you can't cut the flowers on Shabbos, that you can't do. But we're talking about it's cut, it's ready, put it in Erev Shabbos. V'lo yamtim ad Shabbos. Don't wait till Shabbos, don't wait till yamtif. Mikol makom im shochach, the person has the flower, they forgot. I'm torrid, it came yamtif and getting ready for yamtif and Shabbos and everything. Mikol makom im shochach la'mida mibaydiyayim. I now forgot to put it in. Efshe diyesh lismach ala prima gadim. He says, Efshe diyesh lismach ala prima gadim. Lamida mishabas toichamayim. It's maybe we could rely on this hetter. So, Lamaisa, he says in the end, Lamaisa, what one should do, one should, if somebody has such an issue, there is such a sheet as the prima gadim, but one should definitely ask their Rav not to rely on this lechatchila. Because he does say further, doesn't say for Shabbos for Shabbat. He says v'nira the mikem and Rashi become a rishanim. But first leisa that lemaisa there many paiskim hold you're not allowed to put it in the first time, even though nothing's going to take place. It's not a question of putting in the water; it's a question of putting in the flowers. Therefore, he says it's better not to be makel over here. Ella imken yesh tzarech, unless a person has a big tzarech. In other words, good. I just have the flowers. I'll stick them in. That you don't do. But if a person ainu sheragol b'kach shemenochem parochem al shulchanim b'shabbos, a person is so used to having every Shabbos, they have the flowers on the table, and it's mamish, it's going to bother them, you know, you could say, the covered Shabbos, for them it's covered Shabbos, the covered Shabbos, the covered Yom Tov, having these beautiful flowers on the table, and this is what they do every week, and it's mamish going to bother them, so then maybe we could rely on it, but one should try and ask. But he does end off, it's not something that people usually do, just to punk this one Shabbos, I wanted to do it, but I forgot to put the flowers in the water, one should not rely on this heter he brings down, does it say for Shabbos b'Shabbatai? And even more so, he says, of course, for sure, if a person has other flowers, don't rely on this heter at all. It's just a question of it's bothering a person, covered Shabbos, and these are only flowers, and they always have it, it's going to be, okay. Then one should try and ask if it's possible to rely on this heter. Otherwise, one should make sure to prepare it before Shabbos. And it goes without saying, like we mentioned quite a number of times, that adding water one is not allowed to do. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, bracha kol tov.